Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, episode 95 to be exact, for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. And, of course, this is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The title of today's show is America Slip-Sliding Away. I could probably sing that, Steve, but I'm not really good at that. But yeah, remember the song Slip-Sliding Away? I told you I wanted it, but anyway.
Unfortunately, yeah. I do remember that, yes.
Yes, okay. So the title again, America Slip-Sliding Away. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Gee, what have we been talking about for the last umpteen months? And we will continue that discussion today. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a personal friend of mine for years, and I value that friendship. Also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I'm going to go over this real quick because I got a lot of information to put out today, but you want to help these platforms, even for those of you who are giving an occasional donation, the best way to step that game up without necessarily having to give any more than you already are, and you've heard me say this before, average out what you normally donate over the course of the year, make it a monthly donation. If you average $120 over the course of the year, you divide it by 12, that's $10 a month. Next time you're going to donate, you put in $10, you click the little box that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation, and what you have just done is given these platforms the ability to build a budget. And when they can build a budget with confidence, you get bigger, badder, better, faster. So, again, the quickest way to help them and not necessarily give more, although I strongly suggest you do if you feel they're worth it, I do. This is why my show is here. Okay, so, Stephen, how are you today? And did I get that right?
Yes, you did. I started yesterday because I do start about a month to 5-6 weeks early. I've started thinking that I will just tell people I'm 60, because that's what I'll be in about 40 days.
Well, in August, I will be 60 plus 10.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a roundabout way of saying 70. Yes, I am at the end of 69. Yes.
Me too.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. Again, come and say what you know needs to be said and others won't let you say it. A link to any references or articles that will be used in this presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon. That's our flagship site. By noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and related articles. I will always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. I don't want to develop this much angst. I don't want to develop this much hatred. I don't want to develop this much anger for something I'm not sure is even true. Roger does his homework, so when you hear him getting angry about something, it's because I know. I'm not guessing. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. And we've gone over that 1,000 times, and maybe next week I'll go over it again. But for today, I'll just let it slip sliding away. Okay, so let's get down to business. Let's get into my talking points for today's show. And again, the title for my show, or this portion of the show, is America Slip Sliding Away. And if you had tried to tell me 50 years ago, because again, I'm about to turn 70. If you had tried to tell me 50 years ago when I was a young adult of 20 It already had 3 years in the nuclear submarine fleet, U.S. Navy, and had my entire life in front of me. Had you tried to tell me that by the time I reached 70, America would basically be a financially failing police state run by a federal and or global deep state intent on bringing America to her knees under authoritarian rule. And screw we the people. If you had tried to tell me that when I was 20 years old, I would have told you that you were reading far too many Orson Welles books or smoking something quite powerful. Yet, that is exactly where we stand as you listen to me say this. Exactly where we stand. But had you told me that 50 years ago when I was 20 years old, I would have thought there was something wrong with you in the brain department. But how about we also consider, had you told me, again back then, that if a boy wanted to dress as a girl and go to school, if any adult, including their parents, protested, they stood a good chance of being in trouble with the law. And that child may even be removed from the home by the government. Now, consider what I just said. Consider what this child knows for a fact. This child knows what they can hold over your head. This child knows what they can use to threaten you going forward. Not a joke, people. This, had you told me that back then, I would have said, again, are you nuts? But let's go to another point. How about if you would have told me that I would have to sit in close quarters in something such as a tank or an aircraft or even a submarine next to a gay or transsexual person who makes me nervous as all hell? Now, let me ask you a question. Let's not knock gays. Let's not knock transsexuals. But if you are not, and someone like that is sitting so close to you, which they have to in these type of environments, and it is making you very uncomfortable, how effective are you at that panel? How effective are you at seeing the most minute change in a signal wave that could indicate an enemy is turning towards you, not away from you? How could you? How could you? How could you? The fact that this is happening absolutely blows my freaking mind. And anybody who doesn't think that this isn't a wrecking ball for the military, you're an idiot. Had you tried to tell me this was going to happen when I was 20 and had been in the Navy already for 3 years, I would have said you're insane. This could never happen. Look around you today. But how about if you were to tell me that I would lose, I don't know, a competition for a great job to someone who is not like me, white, because I'm white. I'm not going to get the job because I'm white, even though I am most eminently more qualified, a crapload more qualified. I'm not going to get the job because I am white. I would have said, if you would have told me that 50 years ago, that could never happen. But how about if I were, I don't know, in a situation like this? If you were to tell me that our borders 50 years ago would be open, allowing any evil from across the globe to plant itself on American soil and wait for a trigger to sabotage or destroy. Don't think Roger's making this up. There are already retired security people screaming this at the top of their lungs. 10 million to 12 million illegals come in and you think they're all godly? Please tell me you're not that stupid. So how about, and that our government is not only not preventing this, but in reality is promoting and encouraging it. That's a proven fact, people. Don't even push back against it. Since this is essentially our government, our sitting president, committing treason against we the people, Had you told me that 50 years ago, I would have said you finally gone off the deep end. Yet all of these things I just told you, if you were a baby boomer like me and somebody told you this when you were 20 years old, you would have thought that person was crazy. Okay? You would have. If a boy wanted to dress as a girl, you better not screw with it. Okay? If, and I could go on and on. I could give so many different points. Actually, let me do exactly that. Okay? These are the points we're going to get in a little deeper with when we get back from the break, because this is for the second half of the show. But let me tell you the list of things we're going to jump into. Okay? We have little protection against police abuse. This is being shown all across the country daily. We have little more than pocketbooks to fund the police state. This is not a guess. Again, it can be proven. We are no longer innocent until proven guilty. We know that just due to the recent news. You no longer have a right to self-defense. The last two points, J6, applies to both of them starkly. How about we no longer have a right to private property? Again, that right can be stomped on anytime the government wishes. We no longer have a say about what our children are exposed to in school. We are powerless in the face of militarized police forces. Do you remember the days, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago when we were writing articles about local police forces buying half tracks and a bunch of other military equipment for our communities? Do you remember us complaining about that a half a dozen years or more ago? How about we no longer have the right to bodily integrity? You will take that shot or you will not be allowed to work and your family will live in poverty. So go take the shot. Your bodily integrity is now up to the state, no longer up to you. We can no longer rely on the courts to meter out justice. We know for a fact that if you're a part of Antifa or BLM, you can damn near kill people. You can burn stores down. You can destroy $1 million worth of business, and you're going to be let back into the community without even paying bail. But if you're a conservative and you sneeze in the wrong direction, they're going to try and put you in prison for 20 years. Like the people who walked through Congress, were invited in, they opened the door, the congressional police opened the door, let them in, they walked through Congress taking selfies, went outside. These people are still in prison. Yeah, but yet Antifa, BLM, how many of those are in extended prison sentences? How many people? So we know for a fact that we can no longer rely on our courts to do justice, especially if you may be a conservative. You're in trouble. This is America I'm talking about. These points and more are just the tip of the iceberg. Stephen, you and I have talked in a lot of private conversations about just how bad it has gotten in America. Do you think maybe I have overstated anything?
No, if anything, you've underplayed it all.
Yeah.
All of us have underplayed it.
Yes. And the good thing is that people like you and I are putting out things like this or shows like this. And excuse me, I may even get into the second part of this before the break, because I really would like to get some of this information out. And this is one of those articles where I'm going to do a lot of reading in this article. I usually just take some talking points, but today I want to present this in the fashion in which it was originally presented. And once you have heard what we are going to go over, I would also strongly suggest that tomorrow, when this is published, that you get the link and you go in and you take a look through it yourself again, because there are some good links in there you may want to follow. So Again, maybe I am just going to tip into that right now and not wait until after the break. So let me go over the points I just made again, because these points will all be emphasized. They're going to be actually amplified in the article I brought in for today's show. So let's jump even deeper into everything I've already discussed, and let me reiterate the talking points that are going to be discussed and amplified in this article, which is titled "The State of Our Nation No One's Talking About: Tyranny is Rising as Freedom Falls." Let me repeat the title. The State of Our Nation No One's Talking About: Tyranny is Rising as Freedom Falls. Gee, what was Roger's title? Yeah, America Slip Sliding Away. I think that is one hand passing off to the other. This is by John and Nisha Whitehead. And I don't know how many of you go to John's and Nisha's website, but there is some good information there. This guy has been writing. He's been doing political writing for at least 20 or 30 years, and he does his homework. And what you're going to find out today is, again, he can be very, very poignant. And this is what I'm looking for. So let me go over the points we will be hitting that I've already mentioned. We have little protection against police abuse. We have little more than pocketbooks to fund the police state. We are no longer innocent until proven guilty. We no longer have a right to self-defense. We no longer have a right to private property. We no longer have a say about what children are exposed to in school. We are powerless in the face of militarized police forces. We no longer have a right to bodily integrity, and we can no longer rely on the courts to meter out justice. Yeah, each and every one of those points we will delve into deeper. Okay, so let's get into what John and Nisha presented to us. Never has our future been more unpredictable. Never have we depended so much on political forces that cannot be trusted to follow the rules of common sense and self-interest. Forces that look like sheer insanity if judged by the standards of other centuries. That's Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism. And how fitting. Day by day, tyranny is rising as freedom falls. The U.S. military is being used to patrol subway stations and police the U.S.-Mexico border, supposedly in the name of national security. This is Roger speaking. I know that our author knows this, although he may not have wanted to expand that point right there, but I will. Yes, Biden does have the U.S. military on the southern border. I don't know if it's just for show or if it's to keep people like, I don't know, the governor of Texas from actually protecting his border. No, I won't delve into that deeper, but that's another show altogether, because if we do have a civil war, I'm pretty sure it may start in Texas and it may be forced on us by a tyrannical government, but we will see. We ain't there yet. Let me continue with John's article. The financial sector is being used to carry out broad surveillance of Americans' private financial data, while the entertainment sector is being tapped to inform on video game enthusiasts. Listen to me, people. While the entertainment sector, and there's an actual link here, which is why you may want to get this article tomorrow. While the entertainment sector is being tapped to inform on video game enthusiasts with a penchant for violent, potentially extremist content, all in an alleged effort to uncover individuals subscribing to anti-government sentiments. So in other words, if you're somebody who's they feel is just a little bit violent in your video games, yeah, or you seem to be potentially extremist in the way you do things in your video game content, they need to report you to the government as somebody who may be subscribing to an anti-government sentiment. Did you hear what I just said? I'm not joking. There's links here. Let me go on with his article. Public and private venues are being equipped with sophisticated surveillance technologies, including biometric and facial recognition software, to track Americans wherever they go and whatever they do. Space satellites with powerful overhead surveillance cameras will render privacy all but null and void. This is the state of our nation. Not the one Joe Bob, this is Roger talking, talked about the other day, but the reality you never hear. This is the state of our nation that no one is talking about. Not the politicians, not the courts, not Congress. The government's power grabs are growing bolder. We know this because people like Roger scream louder, and I'm not the only one. So their power grabs are growing bolder while the rights of the citizenry continue to be trampled underfoot. We not only know this to be a fact, if you take a look through the COVID years, the very, very recent past, so many of these things that were done are going to come under scrutiny after the fact, and we're going to be found that they weren't right and they shouldn't have been done. But it's a day late and a dollar short. And it has already committed the damage to the society it was intended to. John continues, Hitler is hiding in the shadows while the citizenry, the only ones powerful enough to stem the authoritarian tide that threatens to lay siege to our constitutional republic, remain easily distracted and conveniently diverted by political theatrics and news cycles that change every single day. Here's Roger again. How many times have you heard me say that if something shows up in your life that is really bothering you and you wish to push back, don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow something else will be thrown in your face that may be just as bad or even worse, and you will totally eliminate from your to-do list what you knew yesterday you had to do. There are more disasters being, choreographed across this planet today than I have ever seen in my 70 years. And the intent is, if there's too much for you to focus on, then you can't focus on what they don't want you to focus on. And the only thing you will focus on is what's in your face right now causing you the most harm, or what you believe is causing you the most harm. So let's continue. This sorry truth has persisted no matter which party has controlled Congress or the White House. Again, Roger is not a Republican or a Democrat. I am a conservative individual. What I will tell you is that we have the Uniparty. What I will tell you is that we have the deep state. What I will tell you is that we have rhinos. What I will tell you is that we all know you can't say all Democrats are evil and all Republicans are angels. If you say that, you're a moron. You are. Now, if you say the liberal views are far beyond anything I can tolerate and the conservative views lend much more towards what our founders originally felt we needed to have, fine. Okay. But what we're looking at here is it doesn't matter which party is in. Maybe the tyranny slows down a little bit if you have someone like Trump in. But this tyranny has been spreading in America since America lost its right to be called a country in 1871, when it became a corporation. When the United States of America became the USAINC. In the Act of 1871, which has been hidden by most for so very long that most people are not even aware of it, but you're also not aware that a vast majority of the countries across this planet are corporations. Yeah. So what does that do for your rights? How does that embolden a deep state which knows that this is not a constitutional republic? How does that embolden them and steal everything you believe is your birthright from you. This isn't a joke, people. It isn't. The sorry truth has persisted no matter which party has controlled Congress or the White House. Have we made some, I don't know, some grab backs in a few Republican presidential terms? Yes, we have. Have we improved the life of the average citizen or the middle class citizen under certain, I don't know, conservative leaders? Yes, we have. But how many of them, even though they promised to get rid of the deep state, have done it? How many of them have turned the governance back over to we the people? How many of them have even said anything which most of you might think is crazy, like we need to repeal the Act of 1871? How many? Stephen, you ever heard anybody say that?
No. I do know that they talk about year after year wanting a continental, what's that called? Continental college or something? Or continental.
Okay. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's... Every state wants to get a hold of the Constitution. That's basically what I mean.
Okay, and you're right. Okay, so.
Continental Congress, that's what it is.
Okay, yes. Okay, and basically, so what Steve and I are trying to tell everybody listening here is these are dangerous times, people. It's not a joke, and we've been saying it for how long, but when have you seen things this messed up? When have you seen a president compromised by those who would be our biggest enemies if we went to war leading this country? When is the last time you saw that president use so many, I don't know, direct government of direct orders right from him, writing them out, putting a number on them, stamping them, and putting them in your face? When have you seen a presidential term so close to a dictatorial term in your life? And we will go over a little bit more of that on the other side. But yet, while the presidential candidates talk at length about the dangers posed by the opposition party, the U.S. government still poses the gravest threat to our freedoms and way of life. I'm going to read that again because that's one of his best short paragraphs. Yet while the presidential candidates talk at length about the dangers posed by the opposition party, the U.S. government still poses the gravest threat to our freedoms and way of life. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not North Korea. It's not Cuba. It's not Iran. The biggest threat to we the people is the American deep state. Those are the ones taking your rights away or making them all but just a name. Those are the people you send to Congress or to the Senate or to the presidency to serve you, but they do not. We have a government today that is no longer responsive to its citizenry. We have tyranny beyond anything you can possibly imagine, and most people can't see it because we have a mainstream media that has been set up specifically to hide reality from you and I and to build a reality that we can stomach, that we can live with. Got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
We ready for a break?
Yep, if you are.
Oh, I need to breathe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so let me start at this point again. The sorry truth has persisted no matter which party has controlled Congress or the White House. These are dangerous times. Yet, while the presidential candidates talk at length about the dangers posed by the opposition party, the U.S. government still poses the gravest threat to our freedoms and our way of life. And this is a fact. They have the immediate impact on you. When the government tells you that you must take, okay, a medical treatment known not only to the government to be deadly in a lot of cases, but harmful in a massive number of cases, and the government tells you, you will take that or we will destroy your life. You either get kicked out of the military, you get kicked out of a government job, you get, okay, you're going to do that or else, and this is, listen to me, people, here's the kicker. This is the same government that worked in conjunction with Big Pharma to hide over 1,200 dangerous to deadly side effects to that medical treatment so you wouldn't know for 75 years how bad it was, and then they mandate you take it. Did you hear what I said? This is your government, people. Yeah. Police shootings of unarmed individuals, invasive surveillance, roadside blood draws actually happening, roadside strip searches actually happening, SWAT team raids gone awry, SWAT team raids gone crazy. The military-industrial complex's costly wars, pork barrel spending, pre-crime laws, civil asset forfeitures, fusion centers, militarization, armed drones in civilian areas, smart policing carried out by AI robots, courts that march in lockstep with the police state, schools that function as indoctrination centers, bureaucrats that keep the deep state in power. Look, people, these are just a few of the ways in which the police state continues to flex its muscles in a show of force intended to intimidate anyone still clinging to the antiquated notion that the government answers to we the people. The last thing this government wants you or your children to be aware of is that they actually work for us and are our servants. I'm going to say that word again. Servants! Not masters. But this role reversal has been in the works for a while and is so damn near complete that I don't know. Anyway, how about we consider a few things that I've already mentioned, but we go into them a little bit deeper. How about we consider these things actually as we would consider the state of our nation? How about Americans have little protection against police abuse? The police and other government agents have been generally empowered to probe, poke, pinch, taser, search, seize, strip, and generally manhandle anyone they see fit in almost any circumstance. All the general blessings of the court are with them. Not a joke. These court cases happen over and over and over again, and a preponderance of these cases prove this. It is no longer unusual to hear about incidents in which police shoot unarmed individuals first and ask questions later. What is increasingly common, however, is the news that the officers involved in these incidents get off with a little bit more than a slap on the hands. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I know that John also believed this. We don't believe that all police are bad. And matter of fact, there are some great police out there. What we are talking about is what a lot of them are pretty much forced into doing if they wish to keep their jobs. How many of them don't like this? How many of them push back against it? Well, how many of them have been fired? Do a little research on that, people. Yes. All police are not bad, but those who will do this and will do it willingly and with a smile on their face, this helps to perpetuate the tyranny. Let's go to the next point. Americans are little more than pocketbooks to fund the police state. If there is any absolute maxim by which the federal government seems to operate, it is that the American taxpayers get ripped off. This is true. Whether you're talking about taxpayers being forced to fund high-priced weaponry that will be used against us, endless wars that do little for our safety or our freedoms, or bloated government agencies with their secret budgets, covert agendas and clandestine activities. CIA, FBI, This is not a joke, people. We know this is happening, and we see and hear about it at an ever-increasing rate today. How about the next point? Americans no longer innocent until proven guilty. Did you hear what I said? Doesn't that go all the way back to the founding of this country? Americans are no longer innocent until proven guilty. We once operated under the assumption that you are innocent until proven guilty, due in large part to rapid advances in technology and a heightened surveillance culture. The burden of proof has been shifted so that the right to be considered innocent until proven guilty has been usurped by a new norm in which all citizens are suspects. Indeed, the government, in cahoots with the corporate state, has erected the ultimate suspect society. In such an environment, we are all potentially guilty of some wrongdoing or another. Anybody that's pushing back on that, let me ask you again, and here he goes back to the January 6th people. How many of those people have been in jail, and how many of them have been in jail for years? How many of them have never had a chance to present their case? How many? How many of you know that the January 6th committee hid, altered, or destroyed evidence that made clear some of them? How many of you are aware of that? How many of you are aware that some of them have never even had lawyer representation in front of that committee or any other legal standing? How many of you are aware that what I just told you is exactly what I just threw in your face? Americans are no longer innocent until proven guilty. How many of these J6, and that's one example, individuals are still in jail or still in prison and have never had the "you are innocent until proven guilty"? How many? And I could go on with one case after another. Today, you are automatically assumed to be guilty until you can prove your innocence. And if you can't, you may languish in jail forever. This is America, people. It ain't supposed to be this way, but it is. How about another point? Americans no longer have a right to self-defense. Does that make sense to anybody? While the courts continue to disagree over the exact nature of the rights protected by the Second Amendment, the government itself has made its position extremely clear. When it comes to gun rights in particular and the rights of the citizenry overall, the U.S. government has adopted a "do what I say, not what I do" mindset, whereas nowhere is this double standard more evident than in the government's attempts to arm itself to the teeth, all the while viewing as suspect anyone who dares to legally own a gun, let alone, use one in self-defense. Indeed, while it still technically remains legal to own a firearm in America, possessing one now can now get you pulled over, searched, arrested, subjected to all manner of surveillance, treated as a suspect without ever having committed a crime, shot at, or killed. This isn't a joke. Again, you own a gun, especially if you're a conservative, you are now an enemy of the deep state. Did Roger just overstate anything? No, I didn't. What I just told you is backed up with everything I just read to you. And I could go on and on and on. So let's go to the next point. Americans no longer have a right to private property. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I can go out and buy my house. But if government agents can invade your home, break down your doors, kill your dog, damage your furnishings, and terrorize your family, your property is no longer private and secure. It belongs to the government. Likewise, if government officials can find and arrest you for growing vegetables in your front yard, praying with friends in your living room, installing solar panels on your roof, and raising chickens in your backyard, you're no longer the owner of your property. And this, again, came on just a little bit at a time. Little bit at a time. But over 100 years, if all you do is squeak the door open a half inch each year, after 100 years, that door's pretty much open, isn't it? After 200 years, it's wide open. And this is what we're looking at today. America, you can say that property is private and it's yours until or unless the government steps up and proves to you you're an idiot, because we can do everything and anything we want on your private property, and we don't need your permission. How about another point? And this is the one that you all know bugs me more than anything. Americans no longer have a say about what their children are exposed to in school. So before you hear from me, let's hear from John. Incredibly, the government continues to insist that parents essentially forfeit their rights when they send their children to public school. This growing tension over whether young people, especially those in public schools, are essentially wards of the state to do with as government officials deem appropriate, in defiance of the children's constitutional rights and those of their parents, is at the heart of almost every debate over educational programming, school discipline, and the extent to which parents have any say over their children's well-being in and out of school. Now you're going to hear a little bit from Roger, because I already know, and I've already published articles about children coming home from school and telling their parents that I know I'm a boy, but I think I'm a girl. So when I go to school tomorrow, I want to be wearing my sister's dress. And the parents say no. And that boy goes back to school the next day and goes to the counselor whom he was told to go to if his parents wouldn't let him do this. And that counselor gets a hold of child services, and child services gets a hold of those parents and says, if this is what your child wishes to do and you won't allow it to happen, we may have to take your child away. I'm not joking, people. And when that kid comes home from school that day and he looks you right in the eye, knowing full well that you've been talked to since he left in the morning, he now understands, or given the circumstances, it may be she now understands that they control your life. And if you want them to stay in your house, you had better do the things they wish to do and they want to do, or they will find, or you will find, that they no longer live there. How many of you think I'm kidding? Because this is already happening in America. Young children are coming home and telling their parents, you will do this or else. And this has been propagated and perpetuated by the state. Are you listening to me? If you're going to break a society down, the first thing you need to break down is the family unit. And when you get our young children, okay, now siding with the state because the state lets them do more fun things and have more whatever than you do, when this happens, that generation, as it grows up, will be aligned and alleged to that state. Not you. And this is exactly what the state is after. What do you think, Steve? You think I might have got that right? Steve, you with us?
Okay. Oh, yes, I am. I went to the bathroom for a minute.
Okay. So you didn't hear what I said about all of this. So no problem.
Okay.
You know, hey, we have to have bodily functions. You know.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I am getting that. I am getting to that age. So.
Wait a minute. I'm 10 years older than you. Don't say that. Anyway. So what we were discussing was what I told everybody was by far my worst point out of all of this, and that is Americans no longer have a say about what their children are exposed to in school. All right, next point here. Americans are powerless in the face of militarized police forces. And again, I mentioned this earlier, how many police forces went out and literally bought military equipment. And John says, with local police agencies acquiring military-grade weaponry, training, and equipping better suited for the battlefield, Americans are finding their once peaceful communities transformed into military outposts patrolled by a standing military army. Now, when we see this, yes, we have to ask why. The problem with that is that there's really nothing we can do about it if it is our city governance that is buying that equipment. So again, this is something that really is stark. It is in your face, and it's something we're going to discuss in more detail, just not today. Americans no longer have a right to bodily integrity. Okay, this is something, again, that absolutely drives me up a tree the wrong way. The debate over bodily integrity covers broad territory ranging from abortion and euthanasia to forced blood draws, biometric surveillance, and basic health care, forced vaccination, forced cavity searches, forced colonoscopies, forced blood draws, forced breath alcohol test, forced DNA extractions, forced eye scans, forced inclusions in biometric databases. These are just a few of the ways in which Americans continue to be reminded that we have no control over what happens to our bodies during an encounter with government officials. That's not a joke at all. And I did discuss prior to getting into John's article that you're going to tell me as the U.S. government or as my employer that I need to get or I cannot work and I cannot support my family or whatever. I cannot go to school. I cannot go into the grocery store. I cannot unless I take a vaccine, which is known to be probably the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used across the entire planet ever. And this is a component of your health, and I will repeat this, that your government, in conjunction with Big Pharma, tried to hide over 1,200 dangerous or deadly side effects of this vaccine from you for 75 years and then told you you had to take it or they would ruin your life. But it gets worse. Then they told you you had to give it to your 5-year-old kids. But then it gets worse. Then they told you you had to give it to your 12-month-old kids. And now your kids can't go to school each year unless they get the most dangerous vaccine the planet has ever seen. Ever. Listen to me, people. If you had the right to your bodily integrity, my body, my choice, do you remember that? If you had that, how many Americans would have refused to take this? The only people who wouldn't have refused to take it are those who are so in love with the mainstream media that they won't even listen to any alternative media and knew nothing about the dangers of these vaccines. Your body doesn't belong to you anymore in America, people. It's not a joke. Americans no longer have a right to the expectation of privacy. Despite the staggering number of revelations about government spying on Americans' phone calls, Facebook posts, Twitter tweets, Google searches, emails, bookstore and grocery purchases, bank statements, computer toll records, etc., 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 Congress, the president, and the courts have done little to nothing to counteract any of these abuses. Instead, they seem to have determined to accustom us to life in this electronic concentration camp. If they have us doing something long enough, and I've said this to you over and over again, it becomes the norm. And then there are other things that are more important, more evil, or whatever to attract your attention. And this goes by the wayside to become the new norm. Americans no longer have a representative government. We have moved beyond the era of representative government and entered the age of authoritarianism, where all citizens are suspects. Security trumps freedom, and so-called elected officials represent the interest of the corporate power elite. This topsy-turvy travesty of law and government has become America's new normal, and we have allowed that to happen. Americans no longer rely on the courts, can no longer rely on the courts to mete out any sort of justice. The U.S. Supreme Court was intended to be an institution established to intervene and protect the people against the government and its agents when they overstep their bounds. Yet through their deference to police power, preferences for security over freedom, and evisceration of our most basic rights for the sake of order and expediency, the justices of the Supreme Court have become the architects of the American police state in which we now live. While the lower courts have appointed themselves courts of order concerned primarily with advancing the government's agenda, no matter how unjust or illegal. So you've got the lower courts, which are saying, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to make sure it all works out that way. And then you've got the upper courts that put their seal of approval on. There have been some good decisions by the Supreme Court, so I don't totally agree with John that the Supreme Court is a lost cause. No. But I do believe that we need to very closely watch who is appointed to that court going forward. Because if it swings back liberal again any more than it could possibly be, we are looking at, I don't know, a resumption of tyranny at levels we won't be able to control. John finishes up with, I haven't even touched on the corporate state, the military-industrial complex, SWAT team raids, invasive surveillance technology, zero-tolerance policies in the schools, over-criminalization of, or privatization of prisons, to name just a few. But what I have touched on should be enough to show that the landscape of our freedoms has already changed dramatically from what it once was and will no doubt continue to deteriorate unless Americans can find a way to wrest back control of their government and reclaim their freedoms. I'm going to tell you something, people. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It ends up being this, okay? We are the American government. We are. They are our representatives. We are the government, okay? If we sit back and continue to do nothing but constantly complain about everything that's happening to us, then we are the architects of what we suffer, because we have allowed all we suffer. And if we continue to do nothing, then we will have more and more shows telling you more and more starkly every time exactly what we've allowed now. If we the people don't get our voice together and step up to say, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. This doesn't follow the Constitution at all. This has got the Bill of Rights all wrong. This has got, if we don't step up to do it with enough voices that we force a change by our voices, I'm not promoting violence, that we promote our change via a large number of voices. If we can't do that, then we need to shut up and quit complaining, because we have allowed all we suffer. What have I got wrong, Steve?
You don't hardly get anything wrong.
Yeah, well, let me get one more paragraph in here, okay? And this is, he talks about having allowed the government to expand and exceed our reach, we find ourselves on the losing end of a tug of war over control of our country and our lives. And for as long as we let them, government officials will continue to trample on our rights, always justifying their action as being good for we the people. Now, again, this is an article that's got considerable more text in it. And I would like everybody to go and read his entire article. The points I gave you were the points I felt were absolutely necessary to bring out. Is that all John has to say? No, it isn't. Do I strongly recommend you read it? I sure as the hell do. What everybody here needs to understand, and I'm going to make this point again, and yes, I just made this point, it's past the point where we can depend on our politicians to make it better. It's past the point where we can depend on those we pay their salary within our government to make it better. It's past the point where we can ignore the fact that a deep state exists and in fact controls this country, not you and I. We are past the point of any of this. We are at the point right now where we are choreographing our future by what we do now. If we step up to say we've had enough and we have enough voices to regain control of America, then we will have accomplished what all of us want. If we don't, then please stop complaining, because we're responsible for all we suffer today. And that's not a joke. We're not doing it to ourselves, but we're allowing it to be done to us. Steve, have I got that wrong?
Have you got it wrong? Right? Yes.
No, wrong. Have I got it wrong?
No. No, you haven't.
Okay, I would like a final word from you, because you and I have talked about this, and I know you do have an opinion, and I know we've got about a minute and a half, and I need to breathe. So tell us what you think about this tyranny, please.
Well, you know, for many, many years, let's see, 24 to be exact, from the time I was 18 until the age of 42, 43, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't put my finger on it, you know. And
yep, I do know.
Their own liberal arts, as it's called, reading, writing, arithmetic, and rhetoric. Their own liberal arts taught me how to discern their arguments, taught me how to read their, read between their lines, and taught me how to think, actually, is what rhetoric does.
I agree with you.
And not the very first class I enrolled in college, but the second one was critical thinking. And that's what really blew my paradigm apart, along with Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, look, I appreciate you jumping in, because when you do, you always bring something good to the picnic. But at the same time, we don't get you in here enough to talk. I'm going to try and change that. But anyway, thank you very much. Are we done, Steve? Because I need to breathe.
Yes, we are. We are done.